Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. We're on the second issue of this Thor arc, which ultimately is the second part of his origin story. Like, with the last issue, we had the origin that was originally printed in 1962. Now is the, okay, people had questions, here's the answers. So, let's go ahead and get into it.
After we get into the next issue, issue 159.
The answer at last.
Yep. Yeah, this is basically part two of his origin. One thing I didn't mention in the previous issue, Donald Blake had been gone so long that all of his patients have been gone on to different doctors.
He observed, actually, that other doctors had healed all of them.
Yeah.
And he would have to go find new sick people for him to be their doctor. Seemed rather disappointed.
Well, I get that Thor is important, but so is a doctor.
So is doctoring.
Doctoring still important.
Yes. And so we start out the first issue here, and Donald Blake is performing a surgery. It doesn't say what surgery, just that he's performing a surgery. And this other doctor, is walking with him when they're done, and he's like, "Hey, you were gone for quite a while there, Doc. Would you go on a vacation or something?" And Donald Blake's like, yeah, you might say so, something like that. Which is, his joking way of, "No, I was in Asgard." Huh, okay.
Preventing the coming of Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Vacation. Ragnarok, vacation.
Close enough.
Same thing.
His doctor friend tells him, "You look tired. Why don't you go ahead and take a rest after a surgery like that?" So he pops back to his office and lays down on his bed. And this is something that I didn't know was possible. I guess he took the essence of Thor out of his body to go to Asgard.
He apparently visits Asgard while sleeping?
Yeah, like...
I noticed that.
He's in like a trance or something. But enough to where everybody sees him and... Like, he's patting Heimdall on the shoulder, and Heimdall pats him on the shoulder. Like, okay, so he's real in Asgard? I don't know. It's not super confusing, but it's one of those things where it's like, this is different?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But he's walking through Asgard, and he's trying to get to Odin. He wants audience with him. And Odin obliges. And he can tell what Thor wants because of what did he say? In mine awesome omniscience, I do perceive thy thoughts. I mean, I get Odin's smart. Maybe he should have told Thor about this beforehand instead of waiting until until Donald Blake goes mental from all this. But by Odin saying that, jolts Thor's conscious back into Donald.
Because all of a sudden he's back in the hospital in his scrubs waking up.
Yeah, it's a little bit confusing. A little bit. I don't know.
But Odin's there now.
Yeah. Odin is talking to Donald Blake. And you see the glove through something. I don't know. Again, confusing. But he starts to tell Donald what exactly is going on. And we see what actually happened. Similar to, if you guys remember the first Thor movie, how he was, he was arrogant and cocky and just, "I'm the son of Odin. I can do whatever I want." It's similar to what happened in the issue here. So what had ended up happening is that there was a treaty with the Storm Giants in Niflheim, between, I guess, Niflheim and Asgard, to where everybody would not cross borders. Whatever happens in their land stays in their land. And Thor basically disregarded that.
Decided hunting the deadly bird beast was more important than the comic equivalent of international treaties.
Yes.
Rude.
He destroys the bird beast in Niflheim, and the Storm Giant sees him, and he's like, "You're in the Forbidden Land. You're be put to death. You're an intruder. Like,
Thor's like, but look how awesome I am. Yeah. I killed this thing.
This thing was
really big and I killed it. Aren't you happy?
So puppy Thor was like, but look what I did, Odin. Look what I did. I was so good.
Yeah.
And Odin was like.
Well, not Odin.
Well, no. Yeah, the Storm Giants.
The Storm Giants.
Because the one is trying to kill Thor. Thor's like, what? I helped you. He knocks him on his ass, which then brings
the
rest of the Storm Giants. It was very helpful.
Extremely helpful.
Thor is an arrogant bastard. Like, he's letting loose. And Odin... no, I'm sorry. It wasn't Odin. The Storm Giants are attacking. And Baldur is able to find him and get him out of there as quick as he can. Because even Baldur tells him, you know, you're trespassing. Like, you did wrong.
And this is... Here we start to see the old English speaking Thor.
That's why I'm totally going past all that. Like, I covered it a little bit as best I could in the last Thor issues. Okay. No, man, I'm... So they get out of there, and we're back to Blake talking to Odin, whose face is now all up in Blake's room. Like, it's just a giant face, and then there's Donald Blake. And like I said, he's questioning Odin. He's like, well, okay, I get that. He's a young, confident, headstrong, and he's got godlike power. Like, what's the problem? Odin's like, I'm telling you, let me tell the goddamn story.
Quit interrupting!
So we go back to Asgard, and we see Thor arm wrestling with another Asgardian, Gandalf. And this, you know, this is Thor just having a party. Like, this... Oh, look, I did good. Now let's party. Have a good time. Celebrate me. I love it because what ends up happening is that Volstagg, one of the Warriors Three, he is getting himself a drink and accidentally bumps into another guy, which bumps into another guy, which destroys the table. Like, just sends this giant mess of everybody on the ground.
And not just shatters the wooden table.
Just shatters.
It's great. Like, boom. Well, then Volstagg turns around and is like, oh, what happened? What happened, guys? Like, who did this? And I think it's Gandalf is like, you did it, you dumbass. Like, you need to watch what you're doing. Like, you're so huge that you have no idea how huge you are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously Thor's friend is in trouble, so Thor jumps to his aid, along with Hogan and Fandral. You know, they're ready to do battle. And then you got Volstagg, who's like, I'll go over here for anybody who wanders off. I'll get them.
I'm going to go look for cowards hiding in the basement.
So great. Volstagg, like, in the comics, Volstagg is pretty great. I know in the movies, he was actually gung-ho along with everybody.
Yeah.
It's wonderful how cowardly he is.
Very funny in here.
Yeah. But yeah, so just basically the equivalent of a bar brawl breaks out. And it doesn't last long. Odin steps in and stops everybody. Although, this last panel on here with when Odin actually pops in and says, Enow, which means enough, you have a picture of Thor hitting this one guy. Every time I see that, I couldn't help but think of... There's a Futurama episode, and it's the one where they were going to destroy all the robots because the Earth was overheating, so they put them all on an island. You guys remember that episode?
Yes, I actually do.
At the similar thing, like, I think it's Dr. Farnsworth jumps on stage, is like, everybody listen to me now, stop what you're doing, and because the robots were fighting each other, and I think Bender was fighting the robot priest. And they stop, and then as soon as everybody stops talking and stops making noise, Bender just looks over him, just punches him in the gut. Like, it makes that, I think of that every time I see that picture. It's like, oh, I'm going to get the last word in.
Everybody stop! Bam! He said stop.
It's great, though. So, what we get here is Odin basically talking down to Thor, saying, you have humiliated me in a way. You've dishonored me, and, you know, you lack humility. So he takes Mjolnir, sends it to Earth, and he takes Thor and sends them to Earth as well.
You need puppy training.
Yeah, but, well, he wipes his memory, and he became Donald Blake. So it's Donald Blake popping up on this university, and, you know, he asks where registration is so he can become the doctor.
And so he realizes that Donald Blake became Donald Blake on mm-hmm. that day.
Yep. So Thor and Donald Blake are one and the same person.
Huzzah!
Which makes Blake happy. And because now he knows that his questions have been answered. They're both real. They're both have purpose and have meaning.
Yes.
And one of them did not eliminate the other yep. with his becoming both of them, he wasn't wiping someone else out of yes. existence.
But you know, that ends that issue with Thor being joyous.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Thor story.